Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Keith Spock back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and Keita has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. She is the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She is a happiness expert. Do you know one of those? Well, if you know Keita, you do. She's a communication strategist, and she's our friend. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, Keita, being a small business owner, well, if you have never experienced the full range of emotions that a human can experience, from abject terror to complete exhilaration, then become a small business owner, because you will find that you'll find all those emotions. I mean, there's no job you can take out there that would take you from the basement to the penthouse as quickly and as often as a small business will do. What do you think?
Oh, I quite agree. I am a small business
owner
in my consulting, so I know of what you speak, Jim.
And so when I think about being a business owner, one of the things that I think about is that it has brought me happiness. Now, everybody can't say that, unfortunately. But I became a small business owner. You know, I was in my 40s when I became the small. You know, when I started the business that I have right now, and the origins of this business, I guess I should say. And so I had been around a while. I'd been around the block a while. I wasn't a newbie to what to expect from the marketplace.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the thing is, you mentioned earlier off air, Jim, and I think this is an important point. Getting into small business, there has to be positive reasons for getting into that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, as you've said, running away from something.
Yeah, if you say, I'm not going to work for this person anymore. I'm tired of all this stuff that I'm having to deal with here at this company I'm working for. I'm going to start my own business. I won't have to do all that. Well, you would be mistaken.
Yeah, there's a whole multifold of factors that come into play when you actually are running your own business.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to get away from some detail sometime and go back to the first principles. Why did you start the business in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
What is provoking you? What is motivating you to stay true to your small business? Because sometimes if you get caught up in all those small daily details, you lose sight of the fact of why you're there in the first place.
Well, that's right. And that's a very good point. And one of the things that I remind people about is that you have to think about, if you can't feel about your small business the way you feel about your children, then you're going to have a hard time, because a small business is like a teenager. You always love them, but you don't always like them.
That's a good analogy.
And if you can't have that perspective, then you're probably not going to be as happy as you should be.
Yeah, if we take this a little step further and we talk about small business and say something like this, well, I want a small business because I'll get rich faster.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'll be my own boss, and that way I can perhaps make more money.
Right.
But again, that's an external line of thinking. If inside you're not passionate about what you're choosing to do, in other words, you're only using money as a reason to, you'll find in the long term that's not going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And you really do have to think about that. And another thing on this happiness point, Tita, is that, you know, I think if you really want to be happy as a small business owner, you need to find a way to see something positive about everything. I mean, it's kind of like the Pollyanna's Glad game. And I've said this many times on the show before. The thing that helps me to do that is to say, okay, whatever happens today, whether it's frightening or exciting, either way, it belongs to me.
Yeah,
if I've got a problem with a customer, it's my customer. If I got a problem with an employee, that person is my employee. If I've got a problem with a bank, it's my financial stuff that we've got a problem with. And that means that if I can turn it around, the solution belongs to me.
Absolutely.
I like that. I like that. That makes me happy even when I'm challenged, Gita.
Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're taking control, and you are empowering yourself to be responsible, to be accountable.
And looking forward to what could be on the other side.
Absolutely.
If it's not something that's good. In fact, I'll tell you, when something happens good to me that I didn't earn or I didn't see coming, that's the most frightening. I'm more frightened about that than I am anything.
because sometimes happiness, the measure of happiness is such that it's a movable object, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? It's not something that's an absolute. And we've talked about this before. If one is looking to happiness as a constant, all right, I've got happiness now, mm-hmm. and I won't let it go, and it's going to stay for me forever. Well, that's not life. We all know that. We all know that.
Well, and also, I'll tell you, the over my life, I've really tried to subscribe to this concept of being on a journey, whether it be in personal relationships or my faith life or my business. And, you know, there's nothing cooler than being on a journey and waking up and wondering what the new waypoint's going to be the next day.
Yeah, and I know that sometimes people say, oh, that's such a cliche.
It's not.
A little journey. It's not.
It is not.
I agree.
It's real.
If you're not happy on your journey, then there's no way you're mm-hmm. going to get to that destination you're looking out for.
And you sure won't be happy along the way, because you're on a journey. You may be denying that you're on a journey. You may not want to be on a journey, but you're on a journey. We all are in many levels of our life. Keita, give us the website, please.
The website, tippingpointtohappiness.com.
That's also the title of the book that she co-authored with Monique McKinnon. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Keita Spock. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.